Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have the Nevada rancher on where over 250 armed feds with armored vehicles and helicopters and drones are massing to kick the open range grazer off of the federal, quote, land. Over 80% of the land in Nevada is federal. You count state, it's over 90%. In fact, there is more federal land in Nevada than even in Alaska last time I checked. And before it was even a territory, there were people out there, including this man's family, who were grazing on that property. And they're now stealing his cows at gunpoint and telling people they can't demonstrate in the town, on the roads, in parking lots. The feds arrest anyone that holds up a sign. This is the tyranny. And the governor has gone public saying it's tyranny. And this is how a revolution can start in this country. I don't know if it's going to happen here. Quite frankly, don't want a physical revolution to start. I want to try to fix things in the information war. The globalists want to get a physical war going. And I've documented that and broken that down, and they prepared Homeland Security for that war, knowing we would struggle against the takeover. But if war must come, it will. So it's important to intensify the info war to affect the battle space, the future battle space, if things go physical. And, of course, if things go physical, the info war will be more important than ever to go out and engage in and not let the chilling effect work, or they will put us in forced labor camps. And that is their plan on record. They are the equivalent of a Bolshevik takeover run by George Soros and others. And you see them overthrowing elected governments everywhere and putting in tyrannies. We're not the only ones going under this. So he's going to be joining us at the start of the next hour. I've got a top story when we come back from break that is so huge, I don't even really have ways to describe how important it is. But when we come back from break, I'm going to get into it. In fact, it's so important, I don't usually try to build on suspense in a theatrical way. I just cover the news, and it's sensational enough, unfortunately. It's a horror story. But knowing the problems is half the battle, so we can then get out of denial and do something about it. But this is so big that I don't even have the words to describe it right now, so we're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to try to cover this top story first. This is just absolutely incredible in how over the top important it is, and we're going to cover it when we come back. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to cover it when we come back. We will also get into mass stabbing at Pennsylvania high school, injures 20. Will they call for banning knives? Or maybe have shock bracelets on everyone so somebody can't stab 20 people with a knife? Major bug called Heartbleed exposes internet data. That's a big deal. Scientists seek climate-friendly cow of the future. That's their excuse to genetically engineer animals now in a total rewrite of the genetic code of the planet. Very dangerous. We've also got big news on the stock market. Is it really rebounding or is it a dead cat bounce? Ask CNBC. We've got Hank Aaron comparing Republicans that oppose Obamacare to the KKK. Yeah, Hank Aaron. How sad that he's such a race baiter using race as a weapon. But it's all part of the new race cult. You know, Jay-Z with the Kill Whitey movement. All financed by Viacom, all financed by MTV. This is how they want us fighting with each other while the foreign banks rob us. And while they abort 52% of blacks. Of course, Hank Aaron ain't going to say a word about that. That's the real Ku Klux Klan. He doesn't care, though. Just feels too good to grandstand and say he has the moral authority over everyone as a race pimp like Al Sharpton. We'll be right back.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the West, still got winter in the East. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com. and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the ninth day of April, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here weekdays, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I come to you from the former state of Texas, occupied by the Global Crime Syndicate on record, from FEMA Region 6, Austin, transmitting worldwide and admitting that we're occupied, admitting that the globalists have taken over via fraud, is half the battle. Admitting the battle space, admitting where we are, admitting the psychology and nomenclature and MO of our usurpers, of our hijackers, is the beginning of the end of them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is not rhetoric you just heard. If you research it, it's cold, hard facts. And more, even in academic circles, regardless of political affiliation, people are lining up with reality, really assessing politically what we're under. A scientific takeover, at the end of which humanity no longer exists. Now that's heavy, but that's the plan. It's beyond any Captain America Winter Soldier And by the way, at the bottom of the hour, I'll give you my review of that. I saw it last night. I am not a comic book fantasy fan. I like science fiction and things, but I have to say this film was extremely good. And I guarantee you, and we actually know someone that was big on the production of the film, and we're going to contact him. Most writers are very quiet and probably won't want to come on. But guaranteed, the two writers of the new Captain America Winter Soldier are listeners of this show. And spoiler alert, ladies and gentlemen, that's why everybody that went and saw it said, it's your show. And I kept getting hundreds of emails and people on the street. I had a guy yesterday when I was downtown to go see it on the street say, hey, man, you got to see Captain America. It's your show. Well, it's not my show. It's what Dr. Bob Bowman said they had in the air in 1979. A drone decapitation system to kill world leaders in 1 hour with DU Sabo rounds that go up to 38,000 miles an hour that are non-atomic but have the kinetic energy of a multi-megaton hydrogen bomb. And will kill people in bunkers even 5 miles under mountains. You can't have bases 5 miles under the earth because it heats up. You have to build them under 5 mile tall mountains. And then you've got a 65 degree base. Perfect winter, summer, it doesn't matter. I'm going off into side issues. The point is that by the 70s, they had drone robot remote controlled Skynet in the air. And that's what this movie is. And it's about a false flag by Hydra, which is the Bilderberg Group, in control. And it explains the police, the military, everything's compartmentalized and is run by it. See, I'm already giving you the plot. But, I mean, it's the New World Order. They say New World Order. The problem is, you could say, is it revelation of the method where they're telling us what they're doing? I mean, they've got the satellites in it that they admitted they had a decade ago that biometrically have the top of your head scan and your shoulder scan with 100% biometric from space. That's why they need to get a biometric scan on the ground to then match it and link it geolocated with the satellite to then get your body heat resonance fingerprint. And then with that, they're not going to really use in the more advanced systems you know, Sabos are for taking out leaders in underground bunkers. What they're deploying is blimps with radiation and microwave guns to cook you in your house. And then you die a few months later. So that's the real rollout. So, and I'm not trying to scare people with the advanced technology that the establishment has, but that's why they're on such power trips. And only a complete break with the system, realizing it's an exterminist, proto-Hitlerian eugenics program, and that's what this movie's about, is they're going to kill with computers that have already algorithmed who challenges a New World Order global tyranny. They're going to kill 20 million people with the Skynet suborbital drones. And they've got to kill the 20 million people to bring in their new world order. But it's not going to be 20 million, folks. It's going to be 7 plus billion or 99% of whatever the population is when they trigger the main extinction event, which could be airborne super Ebola, cross with mouthpox, nanotech type nerve gas. I mean, we just don't know. The intel I've gathered over the years, a lot of it's 20, 30 years old, and what they already had on the drawing board was so advanced and so evil. The Air Force admits 15 years ago that they had completed construction of antimatter weapons that can destroy the entire planet. The Air Force gave a press briefing that the San Francisco Chronicle and AP picked up. Anybody wants to look it up, you can. It was put out as a direct threat to the Chinese and the Russians. You could say it's a bluff. But then you look at some of the MIT, Stanford, and Los Alamos stuff that's going on with the fission fusion, black hole creation. The word is, for the theoretical physicists and others, that they have developed the basic precursors of antimatter warheads. And if they want, they can make one that will destroy the whole solar system. So the ability and the nihilistic exterminist view to be able to do this does not make you God just because, you know, Max Planck's equations gave you the atomic bomb. And that equation was from 1900 and 1901 when he published the equations that were expanded on by Albert Einstein. And we're not in 1900. We're in 2014, folks, and they've gone way past atomic and hydrogen bombs. Just let me give you a little newsflash. And that's why they're phasing out the human army now, going to the pure robot. That's why they're moving into this. And so I guess I've already given you the Captain America update. I mean, maybe I'll do a special report for the Nightly News or something tonight, because I just pretty much gave it to you right there. I need to write some notes and cover it all. But again, why is it so important? Because the general public doesn't get their news anymore from news. News is meant to be discredited by the system, destroyed, where government just puts out press releases that then pretty much just get accepted as reality because there's no alternative. That's the world they want once they shut off the free web. And then everything else is just Michelle Obama's a rock star, Hillary's a rock star, being trendy, leaving your husband's wonderful, you know, taking vaccines is sexy, drinking, you know, GMO fluoride garbage is good, on and on and on. 80%+ of people only get their news now from entertainment. And they've legalized, it's already been going on for a long time this year, domestic funding of lies and propaganda. You can look that up. We have the Business Insider article up there from last year. They've already been doing this, but now they've publicly turned Pentagon psyops and 18 private Merc groups, as well as 15 intelligence groups, loose on everyone. And now they're just running around everywhere spewing disinfo. But I've seen it have a reverse lensing effect and actually has demoralized the globalists and has just completed the decompartmentalization that we've helped promote and push as a key breach of the enemy complex. And now the establishment, even the psychopathic control freaks that are in it, realize they're going to be destroyed as well in this. And now their basic survival instincts are kicking in. And the more moral members of the power structure and the establishment now realize it's all true. And the worst have been given control. And now people really have a decision on whether they want to end the human experience as we've known it and buy into this thing that we're ugly and bad and the age of humans is over and just turn everything over to the transcendent man that even if it's real, even if it's feasible, we're not going to be given access and entrance into that next level publicly. That's the set official global standard of the Codex Alimentarius, UNESCO agenda of Julian Huxley, who was the director general of UNESCO and the planetary chair of the scientific board of eugenics, renamed in 1947 to the Transhumanist Society. And this is a done deal if we don't stop them. You have to understand that. And they've taken our knowledge, our power, our spark of innate creator power that God gave us. We're made in God's image. We are made in the image of the master creator, ladies and gentlemen. And people say, well, that's not true. That's your Bible. No, no, no. It's true. Look around you. It's prima facie. On its face. It is. And our knowledge, our genius of the good, of the enlightened, of the loving, of the strong has been stolen. The Promethean fire that God gave us has been stolen by the devil, who is never a maker, is a destroyer. And they have used Promethean, Elysium fire to build this technological abomination. And I'm not against technology itself. It is that this ring was forged for evil. This system. Now, when we come back, top story that is so huge and it's great news, devastatingly good news. It's not the rancher standing up. That rancher's coming on the next hour. The Nevada, the governor saying it's tyranny. It's not the mass stabbing news, which is important because it shows, you know, it's not the gun, it's not the knife, it's the person. You can't stop crazy people unless you have a gun or a knife as well. The answer to crazies is defending yourself. It's not Hank Aaron saying if you don't like Obamacare, you're KKK.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
I predicted Heartbleed years ago, tracking enemy attack patterns. And I believe Heartbleed is a cyber command above NSA attack on the internet itself. And it is looks like it's bringing down commerce right now. Major governments from Canada to Germany. are announcing or saying they're looking at announcing ending online tax filings, ending basically a lot of online commerce. It's hitting Amazon. It's hitting everything. That is coming up, and I'm having major brainstorms right now. We're going to collate that information, and we're going to break it down at 40 after when Paul Watson joins us. You're just going to see a quickening across the board, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me give you the top story right now. I've said this over and over again, and I've told congressmen and women this on air. I've told a lot of influential people this. They agree, and they say it's common sense, but it's why the NSA targets people. It's why the media targets people. It's why they bring out any type of petty dirt on good congressmen and women or good governors that stand up for freedom but, you know, had a girlfriend 5 years ago on the side or didn't pay their taxes right, or these are the type of things that they throw you in prison for. Martha Stewart type stuff to scare the general population. Mark Cuban did nothing wrong. Sold $800,000 of his billions of stock, and they said, we're going to put you in jail on the phone and in emails because you're going to produce a film with Alex Jones. And he said, I'm sorry, I've never been threatened like this. And then they still tried to put him in jail, even when he backed out of the deal. 2 years after I told you that, it came out in the New York Times because he released the emails, where they said, from the SEC, we're going to put you in jail for making that movie, you piece of crap. I mean, that's how arrogant they are. They tell you, we're going to falsely prosecute you. He's beaten them twice. They keep coming back under a new administration. Because there is no change, folks, from Bush, Clinton, Bush to Obama. Same crew, same people, folks. Same crew. A CIA criminal breakaway group. That's who they are. Period. Period. We all know their CIA code names, their section chiefs. It's all come out. George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Hillary, all of them, CIA, period. Period. The narcotics trafficking, all of it, the open borders, the money laundering, they're gangsters. Homeland Security's their takeover arm. They work for the big foreign banks. But they've really got power because they've been politically sitting on it so long. They're almost a dictator crew who's almost as powerful as the mega banks themselves because they've been in control of America so long. I'm decompartmentalizing everything here, folks. Now, let me give you the top story. They've been intimidating Hollywood. They've been intimidating authors. They've been intimidating the culture, talk show host. Preachers, they've been intimidating Congress more than anybody with the NSA and with made-up dirt. And that's why if somebody promotes basic liberty, the Second Amendment, and family values, and ending corruption and ending big banks being tax-exempt, I don't care if they're swinging from chandeliers, folks, with their, whatevers. The real crime is signing us on to trillions in debt. The real crime is aborting 50 million babies. The real crime is putting fluoride in the water. So you got to stand with people. They're going to come after. They're going to call Rand Paul racist. They're going to have fake Democrats go dressed up like Klan members and claim their buddies with them. They're going to have women show up saying they were with Rand Paul. Get ready. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. You want to beat these people? You got to realize their game plan. Now, the top story here is it's begun. Two congressmen, both from Texas, and it makes me proud, the fact that, again, a lot of evil comes out of Texas, but a lot of good comes out of it. A lot of good comes out of America. A lot of bad comes out of America. That's what it's like when you're the blessed, powerful, special country that we were. Is the battle is being contended right here. We are one of the main zones. When we come back from break, I'm going to play these clips that are up on InfoWars.com. It is so incredibly important. Holder explodes at Louis Gohmert. You don't want to go there, buddy. Again, starts becoming a gangster. The fake little sweetie act goes. He's like, you don't want to go there, buddy, with contempt. You don't want to go there with criminal charges. Because they are in contempt. And another congressman went even further. Texas District 27, that's Ron Paul's old district. It's a different number now, but it's the same area. Representative Blake Fahrenthold, who's got a lot of courage, folks, says Eric Holder should be in jail to his face. This is the blood of victory, the essence of reality. He doesn't look like Thor. He doesn't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He doesn't look like the classic hero, but that's a real man right there. to tell. They all know Eric Holder is a hardcore mastermind involved in Oklahoma City. They all know he runs major ops. They're literally telling a ringwraith he's a criminal to his face.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We have to find our fighting spirit. We have to realize that the animating contest of liberty is not just something that is a choice. It's something that we've got to decide to do. It is the human experience of survival to take out this globalist exterminist program of total domination. I cannot describe to you how hardcore and real this is. This is not rhetoric. And you see everything we talk about continuing to unfold. This is real. This is real. It's not just my belief. It's not just all my guest belief. It's about, are you for reality? Can you admit Obamacare is a giant screw job written by ruthless money laundering banks that run worldwide child trafficking, narcotics trafficking, arms trafficking, on record, congressional hearings, Cybele Edmonds, you name it, exposing it, NSA whistleblower. It's their policy to reduce world population. It's their policy we're garbage. It's their policy to poison us. It's their policy to disarm us. It's their policy to game every market, to shut down independence and make us poor as a tool of social control. We have to identify the globalists as the enemy. They're not capitalist. They're monopoly crime syndicates that use socialism mixed with fascism in a fraudulent program to fully bankrupt humanity while exempting themselves from all of their criminal actions. It's the ultimate form of discrimination. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I've interviewed the police officers on this show, like Don Browning and others, who saw the other cops and doctors killed at Oklahoma City. The doctor that showed up and saw the feds in there with the bombs, they killed him. Cop of the year that showed up and carried out a bunch of people on his back, Terrence Yankee, they killed him, tortured him to death. And I've talked to the cops like Don Browning, the head of the canine unit in Oklahoma City, where the FBI walked into his office and said, you and your wife are going to be killed if you don't shut up. And then he was told again in the hallway, listen, we're not playing around, bud. You keep your mouth shut. And that guy, I looked him up, was a highly decorated Vietnam veteran, Marine, a highly decorated police officer. And let me tell you, he turned white and gulped on air when I said, say the names of the FBI agents. And don't you think I had a little tingle when I did that? You got to commit to this and you got to tell the truth about it or we're all dead. Down the road, pure evil's coming in. You don't play games with it. There's no way to beat it unless you stand up against it all the way. I want everybody to understand that. And I know you don't feel like heroes out there. I know good people aren't on power trips. Good people are humble. But you got to get past all that and realize you're good deep down. And you've got skills and gifts God gave you. And I don't know all the answers. I don't know what you see or what skills you've got, but I know you've got them, and it's time for you to take action against the enemy in the information war to expose them and to call them out. I've told you over and over again, we start calling Obama out as a criminal, John Boehner out as a criminal for colluding with his criminal Obamacare. You start calling out Eric Holder as a criminal. You start telling them that you're aware of what they're doing, and you get past that intimidation. If you're a talk show host, or if you're a police officer, or if you're a school teacher, or if you're a judge, I don't care who you are. I've talked to state judges. I've talked to federal judges. I've talked to high-level police officers who are scared and wish they could tell the truth about everything, but don't know what to do. They're waiting for somebody else to have the courage. Look, there isn't somebody else. There's not a secret room of other people out there. They're going to get this job done. We've got to do it. And it doesn't mean we're perfect, doesn't mean we got all the answers, doesn't mean we won't make mistakes. But you know what? In the final equation, we got a serious crisis on our hands. The bankers are crazy enough to make 40-to-1 bets with other people's money, steal their bank accounts like MF Global, and not get in trouble for it. And they do that on thousands of things we could sit here and list, where they've now reached that historical point where they're getting away with bloody murder in front of everyone. And the reason no one will call Holder out for Fast and Furious, CBS News got the documents. We already had guests on about it, but they got the documents to their credit. They got rid of the woman, by the way, that brought that out for CBS News. She's gone. She paid. That they said, we're going to blame the Second Amendment. That's why we're doing this. Of course, Holder got caught lying. They had press conferences a year before it broke saying we've got Operation Gun Runner where we're tracking guns into Mexico. They were hiding it in plain view in case it ever came out. But then they double-backed and lied about it and said they never knew about it. We have them. They can all be arrested right now. And I don't want to be held hostage by these people anymore. I'm not going to live in fear of a bunch of scum. I mean, look at Big Sis. Look at Janet Reno. Look at Eric Holder. Look at Obama. Look at Hillary Clinton. Look at Bill Clinton. A kleptocratic pervert. A sick thug punk. Thrust on us by a sickening, degenerate establishment. And look at him all shriveled. Looks like he's a reanimated corpse. Look what evil does to you. Look at this piece of trash. I I don't want to live like this. I don't want to have humanity turned over to these people. So the victory of all the incredible news I've gotten, the rancher coming on, the standing up to the feds, and the rest of it, is deciding that, hey, none of us are perfect. Nothing's ever going to be absolutely, you know, it's a process. But we got a really bad wave of corruption going on right now that is going to bring us completely down and ruin and wreck everything and ruin prosperity and start giant wars and really create some horrible situations so this elite can stay in control. Folks, it's the Captain America analogy of Hydra or of Spectre. You guys cue up Spectre from Russia with Love, with the two Siamese fighting fish, and they wait till the two hurt and kill each other, and then the other one comes in. In the Captain America, they explain, we're a secret group of anti-human eugenicists who want to become supermen and merge with machines, and we're going to launch drones worldwide to decapitate world leadership to take over and do all of this with our AI NSA computers that can now predict the future. That's the enemy program, and now it's in movies like Captain America, Winter Soldier. Are they programming us so that when you hear me talk about it, you go, oh, that's just a movie, or your subconscious is prepared, or are these people concerned and this stuff's coming out? Most of the time when I'm able to get a hold of the directors and the writers, they go, no, yeah, we're listeners, or no, we're aware of this, no, we care. We love our kids. And I haven't gotten in contact with them, and you're saying, why do you care about Captain America? Because that's their coming out and saying, we see what's going on. Children of men. Government staging the bombings. Governments release the chemicals to sterilize the population. Great Mexican director, I forget his name. It's the same story. V for Vendetta. The Wachowski brother and sister. All of this, these are people that know what's going on, and they don't like it. And it's an example of if we can have congressmen calling out Holder and saying, you're a criminal, you should really be in jail, and saying, and Holder snaps back, you better watch it, buddy, you don't want to go there, getting him down to his basic thug level. This is the guy that ran, bare minimum, the Oklahoma City cover-up. He was in control of the operation. We know the names of the FBI counterterrorism leaders who checked in the day before at the hotels, didn't even try to cover their tracks, lied and said their team was in Dallas. They got caught. They were there. We know, and we have the witnesses that saw them doing the telephone work with the gray sticks of butter. And then Holder quarterbacked the cover-up. I mean, we have those emails from federal lawsuits. I mean, this is a very serious person. And I'm not trying to do his scaring for him. I'm saying let's recognize the criminals we're dealing with here. And let's call them out for the criminals they are. And they kill Alex Jones or set me up. That's the way it is. That's what it takes to get humanity to the next level. I'm not even worried about that. I'll be honest with you. But they can't kill this congressman. They can't kill an idea. Ideas are bulletproof, to quote V. And pretty soon, when everybody just starts spouting off, it's all, we already hit critical mass. It doesn't matter how many of us you kill. You're just going to turn us into heroes, like 300, which is a true story. What, you think killing me is going to save you? No, the reason you haven't killed me yet is because you know that, and you know at a spiritual level, I'm willing to go all the way because that's the only choice, of course. And it's the same thing for these congressmen and others. You can see the look in this guy's eye of being a man, of just looking at a criminal who's committed all these crimes, covered up Benghazi, covered up Solyndra, covered up banking heist, covered up MF Global, covered up every crime you can imagine. And, you know, these politicians up there, they're sick of getting the blame for everything and having a 6% approval rating. They've got their constituents losing everything. They don't want to be part of the evil. They want to be good. They want justice. I'm telling you. Louis Gohmert, I know him. A good guy. I know folks that know this other congressman, Blake Farenthold. They say he's a real guy, a real man, a family man. And at a certain point, you can't get us all. You understand that, scum? And we're going to wake up the sheeple. But there's a real world going on out there. We're going to Paul Watson in a moment with huge breaking news on this new superbug that makes Stuxnet look like a cakewalk. And I believe is a cybersecurity false flag that I've been saying they're going to launch. But first off, here is Holder blowing up at Gohmert over threat of contempt. Here it is.
Promise to do is to provide you and your staff with Sir, I've read you what your department promised, and it is inadequate, and I realize that contempt is not a big deal to our attorney general, but it is important that we have proper oversight.
You don't want to be here, buddy. You don't want to go there, okay?
Look at that thought.
I don't want to go there?
No.
About the contempt?
You should not assume that that is not a big deal to me. I think that it was inappropriate. I think it was unjust. But never think that that was not a big deal to me. Don't
ever
think
that.
Well, I'm
not
just
he'll
looking
do anything.
For evidence.
Oh, my God.
And
oh my God,
normally we're known by our fruits, and there have been no indications that it was a big deal because your department has still not been forthcoming in producing the documents that were the subject of the contempt.
You guys realize we're in a literal movie, but it's not Captain America where it's fantasy. We're in a movie with the equivalent of Hydra in control. And, of course, they want to shut down the free society, take out their opposition, because then they think they've got a thousand-year rule for them and their compadres. Literal megalomania. Now, let's go to the essence of victory, the Black Arrow, the wind lance against Smog. If this spirit grows, Representative Blake Fein-Farenhold of saying you're a criminal, because he is a criminal. See, when they commit mass criminal acts in the open, if you don't end up prosecuting them or bare minimum making them resign, it sets the precedent. Holder and all of them are a wedge. When they get on TV and say your kids belong to us, we're going to take your guns, it's meant to freak you out and get you ready for it. It's meant to normalize it. They're meant to get you ready. He is the vanguard. He is a shock troop. You either deal with him politically or they win. They know what they're doing. Let's go to Representative Blake Fahrenthold, who I guarantee you they're going to try to come after.
I'm committed to maintaining the constitutional balance of power and the authority that this branch, this legislative branch, has. And I just don't think it's appropriate, Mr. Holder, be here if an American citizen had not complied with one of the Justice Department subpoenas, they would be in jail, not sitting here in front of testifying. But I realize there are questions to be asked, and I'll yield the remainder of my time to Mr. Gowdy.
That congressman is scared when he says that. And he should be. Holder has the power. Holder looked at Gohmert, pointed his finger at him, and got away from the fake nice guy act. And literally, you can see Gohmert. And look, Gohmert's tough. Gohmert knows he's got a literal dragon demon sitting in front of him with untold blood of people on his hands who will do anything. What do you do in the face of that? You draw your sword, you charge politically. And when they set off a new Oklahoma City, our people will be there this time, and we'll have the video, and we'll blow your operation like we did the Boston bombing fiasco. And no amount of, you know, paramilitary guys you get dressed up in SWAT team outfits running around who don't even know what planet they're on is going to save your operation. It's the thinkers in this world that count. You need to understand that. This is history happening. So you're going to see more and more of this, folks. And as things get worse and worse, they cannot allow freedom on the Internet. They cannot allow free speech for their system to go through. They have to exterminate the light. They have to exterminate the liberty. They have to exterminate the freedom, because they can't exist in a world that has that. That's why they're coming for you. You think you're just going to sit out of the game? I'm going to skip this network break. You think you're going to sit out of the game? You think you're just going to sit on the sidelines? That's the most dangerous place to be. You want to be in the arena, full charge, 110% going at it. Commit to it. Let the fear pass through you, and you're done. We're done. We're committed. You want to create an Alamo in Nevada? Do it. You want to create an Alamo right here in Austin? Do it. You want to strike me down? Do it. You want to set me up? Do it. I'm not scared. Understand, I don't lose when you do it. I win. And I'll be quite frank with you. It's not the kind of victory I want. My flesh does not want it. My spirit's willing, though. And my spirit runs my body. It's in control, and you can't have it. You can't get at it. It doesn't belong to you. And I see you. I know you. And I will not stand here while you run amok amongst the innocent. The giant that is human liberty and compassion and creativity and honor is rising to meet the Leviathan threat of evil. Sir Isaac Newton, for every action there's an opposite, an equal reaction, or equal and opposite reaction. You are that reaction. You are what God formed you to be in your womb of your mother. Predestined, if you took it in your hands, the free will to become predestined. That gift is already there if you take it in your hands. Or do you take the predestined will of your father, the devil? That's a big question. Holder tried to rise up and intimidate people, but you can see the fear in his eyes. The fear of knowing that there is no stopping liberty. There is no stopping justice. There is no stopping humanity's life force. If we take the destiny God has offered us in free will and say, we want to be good, we want to be honorable, we want to be loving, we want to be strong, we want to be true blue, we want to be real. We want a society based on productivity and truth, not one on lies. I'm going to Paul Watson. But you talk about productivity and lies, and we're going to be getting into it coming up in the next hour with the farmer, the rancher. There's an article out today about record high beef prices, the highest they've ever been, and there's nothing in the article, we'll put it up on screen, about why record beef prices or why people aren't producing beef. Because they bought up and used the government to shut down all the small, good meatpacking facilities, almost all of them. LA Times reports. They shut them down and only allow big agribusiness that radiates it and sprays liquid viruses on it to, quote, kill the bacteria. You can look that up, ABC News. They set up a deal with the meat packers. There's not real cattle auctions anymore. If they are, they're very rare. My family's been in the cattle business forever. And people just got out of it. I know major ranchers, some of the biggest in Texas, and they've sold their herds last year. They got out of the business. And you know why they did? Because everything was actuaried where you couldn't make a profit anymore. But record gouging and prices for the people, that's a rigged economy. Everything they did with taxes and regulations on the ranchers themselves and then on what they could sell. They get record low when you sell the cow under record regulations, and then the meat packers and the distributors give you the highest prices ever paid in this country. We can't even produce enough beef for our country and import about a third of it now when we could supply the world with beef in 1957. We could supply the world with beef. And now we can't supply half our country with it. That's the bondage of the fraud, Eric Holder-style world. The poverty of living under mafia trash. And no one knows why, because no one knows the technicals. But don't worry, the globalists have got special deals with Brazil to bring in the beef. Now, and they'll waive the regulations that are on American producers. See, it's all set up where you can't compete, you can't survive, roll over, go on welfare, and die. And if you try to run your cattle on public land that we've been doing for hundreds of years, well, here come 250 armed SWAT team members with drones and armored vehicles swearing they're going to kill you. That's land of the free, home of the brave. Paul Watson joins us. Paul, I wanted to get you on to get your take on this. But I know we've been saying they're going to launch a cybersecurity attack to get cybersecurity passed. They've already put it in place. General Alexander and Clapper, Kurt Nemo wrote 3 years ago, came out and both reported that, oh, in their own Pentagon briefings, we'll launch false flag attacks to get this passed. Came out in the BBC 2 weeks ago that the British government's been launching false flags to bring in internet control. We know Stuxnet was launched by the U.S. and Israel, which they then used to try to pass cybersecurity, an industrial virus, and industrial reactor systems and other programs. And now we have just something so mega massive, I don't know what to say. Major bug called Heartbleed exposes internet data. Almost every internet transaction system and the algorithm code used to encrypt it, the keys to it, which, again, the NSA developed all this or bought it, now they're the main suspects because they stand to gain from it. They're now releasing the keys. They'll come out with a patch that's the new system that's their surveillance grid. That's the prime projection. You can, it's speculation by me with all the dots, but guaranteed that's it. I mean, I know that's it. And my gut says it. It's never been wrong. But you can see all the pieces right on time. It's an attack on the internet itself. Heartbleed bug threatens web traffic. Financial Times of London. They say it's a threat to the internet itself. Heartbleed bug undoes web encryption, reveals Yahoo passwords. This is a mega crisis in banking just unfolding. A massive security bug, open SSL, could affect a huge chunk of the internet. It's already happening. Major governments like Canada are announcing they're suspending online transactions in government, in taxes. I mean, this is a mega crisis. That I believe this is staged to get cybersecurity worldwide that's lined up to pass everywhere, to end web freedom as we know it, to bring in total surveillance. The patch will be the new mega jack into all systems, because if you have the encryption that's used system-wide, you have the internet. Paul Watson, do you agree with that analysis? Can we get Reuters to do a prime projection report?
Well, what I find amazing about it, Alex, is the fact that this has been going on for 2 years and they've only just announced it. It's a vulnerability in the open SSL system, which is where you put in a password.
But they've now published how to do it, is the point. The keys have now been leaked.
Yeah, they were leaked 2 days ago when people were doing it, and Yahoo Mail has been completely compromised. They're talking about at least 500,000 major websites. The encryption keys have been totally exposed. It's the system where you put in your password. One server sends it to another server. Those encryption keys that are supposedly protecting that information have been exposed and vulnerable for 2 years. So this is, they're calling it an 11 out of 10 on the scale of internet crises. So
yeah, they're announcing it so hackers will then copycat and exploit it to create a organic triggered false flag, kind of like Arab Spring. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, they're only patching up the vulnerabilities now, so there are still a ton of websites open to this, which is why the experts are now telling everybody to change all their passwords immediately, and even that might not help because those password changes could then be intercepted as well. So the projection that it could be some kind of NSA false flag, I mean, I would imagine they were in on it from the start, from 2 years ago. And we know that Greenwald recently said there are major revelations coming up from the Snowden documents, bigger than anything we've seen before. So I wonder if it's related to this in any way. But
well, the way to write the articles is you have them launching all these false flags before, and now they're trying to pass cybersecurity again. It's perfect timing. What does your gut tell you, Watson?
Well, I don't need my gut. I just look at the past 4 years. Stuxnet in 2010. You predicted on September 27, 2010, that it was a false flag, US and Israel. For months afterwards, we were called conspiracy theorists. And then a few months later, it was admitted that, yes, it was launched by the US.
I would guess Microsoft launched this. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine.
Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.